Sanctions against Burma may be lifted. Extreme poverty is affecting indigenous peoples in Guatemala, and a citizen teacher training seminar begins this week in Papua New Guinea. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The European Union is expected to lift sanctions from Burma this Monday. It's a response to many recent democratic changes there. Sanctions will only be lifted for 1 year, though, explains Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine.
I think that the whole consensus is that they'd like to reward the steps that have been made, but also recognize that the steps that have been made are not enough for the sanctions to be completely lifted and ended.
For instance, although anti-Christian attacks have decreased,
there is still some violence, there is still persecution that's occurring, and that needs to end for the sanctions to be completely lifted.
Romaine hopes the threat will be enough to eliminate persecution. As it ebbs, the church may be freer to share Christ. We need to keep praying, though. All changes seem to be the result of prayer.
I truly believe that there's no other way that this could happen. We've seen this kind of oppression in many other countries, and you don't see that peaceful transition to democracy, which is what people have been praying for.
Next, Cuba is well into economic reforms that were deemed draconian at the outset. Vocational and business training is nearly non-existent, but today small businesses are popping up all over. Farms International was in Cuba to provide instruction, but they could also assess what was really going on and plan for more work. Joseph Richter says,
"We were there to train people in economic stewardship as far as the church is concerned. The whole issue of giving and tithing and how the church can be strengthened through families that prosper and families that give generously to their local church."
Time spent in the oppressive atmosphere has created spiritual hunger. The church is growing, so the gospel's getting out. Hope means Cuba can think about its future.
It's changing fast and in a good way, I think. You know, we're not concerned so much about the political situation there. We're more concerned about the freedom in the church, and we just pray that God would keep that door open.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Syria and the United Nations finally agreed on the framework for observers monitoring a shaky ceasefire. Violence has continued past the April 12th deadline. Operation Mobilization says people are struggling to find food and supplies. Syrian believers are on the front lines of bringing food packets and sharing God's love. No one knows what's going to happen next, but they do know that the Arab world is crying out for something new. We have ways to connect you at our website. Meanwhile, extreme poverty is casting a shadow on much of Central America, but it's especially dark in portions of Guatemala. President of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm, says malnutrition is a major problem.
That's not children who are starving, but these are children who have not had the food that they need when they're young. And as a result, what happens is that they are stunted in their physical growth and also limited in their mental growth.
Van der Zalm describes where these people live.
Many of these children live up in the mountain areas of Guatemala. They are from indigenous communities and have been really marginalized in the country. And as a result, in some of these communities, over 70% of the children are chronically malnourished.
Medical Teams International provides medicines, education, and more to stem the malnutrition problem. They also send medical teams. If you're a medical professional and would like to go, or maybe you can help with a $20 gift, go to our website. And 9 Bible teachers from a remote area of Papua New Guinea boarded a plane this week, some for the first time. New Tribes Mission is hosting a citizen teacher training seminar with 125 believers from various tribal areas. The seminar will be an opportunity for the teachers to not only learn, but also view the body of Christ as a whole, outside of their own community. 3/4 of the nation doesn't know Christ. Pray the seminar would be a step to change that. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.